Yes, thank you very much, and good afternoon, everyone. Yes, this is, of course, the annex to the document, but it's a very important element because it's in the end the identification of the vehicle that we are describing here. So it's a bit technical, and I think it's a good start. I would indeed suggest to what I said earlier, what I suggest earlier to add the fixing methods in here, as just also suggested by Mr. Rose. I think point three would be the most natural place to put it because there is already the mentioning of permanently affixing the plate. There's a few details I think that should be worked on. For example, in point five, there is a mentioning that the plate should have a standardized shape, size, and dimensions. And then later on, under the point dimensions, it goes on to set out a minimum of 15 by 10 centimeters. So this is not, it's either a standardized shape or you have minimum requirements. You cannot have both. So I suggest then to either modify 0.5 or to modify the dimensions. Then if you read this text, I think everyone has a sort of instinctive impression that it should be a metal plate. However, if you read it, in particular the specification of the material, I'm of the view that this could also be met by a plastic plate. And I don't know if that is what we want. I think if we want to say this should be a metal plate, which I think is, there's nothing wrong with saying that, it's better to write it down than to, I mean, it's usually good to be functional if you have technical specifications, but you can also be so functional that you maybe hit and miss what you, your own objective. And I think a metal plate would be fine, even if the in some extraordinary cases the rolling stock is not itself made of metal. I think that that should not necessarily be a problem. And then also with the color, it says the plate to be silver. I'm not sure if silver is really a color. Again, we know what we mean, but I'm not sure if it's very precise. Having all this said, at the same time, I think this is also maybe something between the contracting parties to decide how they exactly want the plate to physically appear. So the question is also in how far do we need to standardize it and to specify it. But these were a few of the remarks I wanted to share with you. So thank you very much.